Blog Talk Radio.
Petty and the Heartbreakers Breakdown, their first hit. Welcome back, my friends, to the show where I pretend. It's up to you to decide where I lied. You settled into A Team of Voices Radio. It's a Wonderland production sponsored by the A.P. Taylor Poetry Foundation. We are a group of writers inside allpoetry.com. Under the group tab, A Team of Voices, A-T-O-V, knock on the door. Deborah will let you in. It's free to join. With me, the number here, or the number to the show, 1-646-668-2837. That's 1-646-668-2837. I'm Jay Hatter, your host for the night, and with me is my little sister, my friend, Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb.
Hey, Hatter.
How are things? Hi. Everything okay?
Few minutes behind, but I just put the we had one of the songs already in there, and I just added the other three in. So I don't know if you're in the studio or not, but if you are, just hit refresh. But in the meantime, yeah. Mr. Wayne Gent is here with us as well.
Wayne.
Hey,
hey Wayne.
Wayne.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
All right, how you doing?
I just got through my dinner and just come in and talk to the radio for a few minutes, see how some things are going.
Yeah, we're going
to,
Hatter's going to educate us on Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with some information.
Tom Petty, one of my favorite groups.
Mine too.
Tonight we're going to be visiting the career of Tom Petty. Like I said, one of my favorite bands and some of the songs. Heartbreakers, they are one band that survived through the decades of rock and roll with only one band member change, and that was a disagreement with the drummer. The drummer wanted, didn't think a certain song was the way that Heartbreakers should go. And so Tom Petty got another drummer, I believe, for this one song. And it was Free Falling. So that's how much the drummer knows of the hits. Yeah. Breakdown, the one we played, was his first hit.
My favorite.
Let's see. Is it?
Yeah, it's
Wayne, what's your
favorite?
What's your favorite?
The song I first remember him playing was I was working in the 1980s, and he was Refugee. I thought that was his first song, big hit he had out, was Refugee. Yeah, it came out
Refugee,
the same time.
Mine would be Last Dance with Mary Jane.
I've had a lot more better ones than that since then, but the first one I remember was Refugee, but he got like 20 songs that I think are great.
Yeah, the albums, let's see, he had, got my notes here. Let's see, this started off with Tom Petty. Was born October 20th, 1950. He sadly died October 2nd, 2017, 66 years old. He was married twice. First was Jane Benyo, 1974 to 1996, and then married Dana York, 2002 to his passing. Children was Adria, Dylan, and Kimberly. Petty. Let's see. The bands that Tom Petty. He started, was listed as Peace Choir, which was his first band. That's the only one place I saw that note as a band that he had played in. Then it was the Heartbreakers from 1976 to 2017. In between, was it Mud Cruddles?
Mud Crutch.
That's right. 1970 to 1975. Then the Heartbreakers, 76 to 2017 when he died. Traveling Wilburys was a project in between 1988 to 1990 with George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, and Tom Petty. I remember an interview of Tom Petty. It was the editor's DVD of the Concert for George. They had individual interviews, and Tom Petty said that the first time he really took a good look at where he was sitting in George Harrison's garage with Jeff Lynne, Roy Orbison, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, and himself, and sort of smiled and said, "I guess I didn't do too bad. I had a lug then a fly on the wall during that first meeting." Let's see, the Heartbreakers, the lead guitarist, Mike Campbell, the devoted Heartbreaker, trusted Tom Petty to lead the band through. So with Howie Easton was the bass guitarist. Stan Lynch was the drummer that had a power problem with Tom Petty, but he ended up playing with most of the time with the Heartbreakers. And then Benat Tench was the keyboardist. Ron Blair played some bass guitar. Scott Thoreau was the plays the harmonica. And Steve Theron was the other drummer. That I think he toured with them. It's funny how some band members don't like touring like others do. He had 10 number one songs. He had 28 top tens and 12 top 10 albums. That's incredible.
A whole slew
of different awards. If we got time, I'll go through that. But that's like Bob Dylan's. Just goes on and on and on. When they created the mainstream rock and roll songs, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers has Let's see. Where is it? Excuse me. Okay. Besides the Heartbreakers, Tom Petty had five more of the mainstream rock and roll songs top 10 with the Traveling Wilburys. The mainstream rock and roll list, the only other band that had more number one hits was Van Halen, 13, a group called the 3 Days Grace, the 12, and Shinedown, believe it or not, has 11 to beat the 10 contest. Yeah, it's great to see Shinedown on that list. That's what his page was. I want to get started right off with, let me get to the studio. With what I can
And by the way, I just wanted to mention that Sweet put a Mud Crutch song on your chat wall, so I downloaded that too.
Oh, okay, good. You know, I thought Petty played in Chicken Wing, but I think I'm mistaking him for a different person. Maybe slipping my mind here. Maybe the Red Rocker, Sammy Hagar. Let's see. Okay. And my favorite, Mary Jane's Last Dance. I learned to play harmonica to this song one night. Couldn't play it ever again.
Yeah.
All right. Last Dance with Mary Jane. Mike Campbell, the lead guitarist for the Heartbreakers, is probably the most underrated guitarist in rock and roll. The guy is phenomenal. At age 10, Tom Petty was introduced by his uncle to Elvis Presley. He was filming the movie Follow That Dream, 1962, in Florida, where Petty grew up. Within 2 years, Petty had taken up guitar. He dropped out of high school to tour with his band Mud Crutch in the early 1970s. After arriving in Los Angeles, the band quickly disintegrated, but in 1975, Petty and two former members, Mike Campbell and Benmont Tench, joined Ron Blair and Stan Lynch to form Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. The debut album, released in 76, initially caused little stir in the United States, but the single Breakdown was a smash in Britain, and when it was re-released in the United States, the song made top 40 in 1978. Damn the Torpedoes, 1979, featured the hits Don't Do Me Like That and Refugee, shot to number 2. And through the group's success in the 1980s, leveled off, there were several hits, including Petty's duet with Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around, 1981, and the Heartbreakers' Don't Come Around Here No More, 1985. The band also gained notice for its music videos. Tom Petty also played the Mad Hatter in the video that he produced. I believe he produced it. Let's see. The Heartbreakers backed Bob Dylan on tour in 1986, and later Petty joined Dylan, former Beatle George Harrison, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne, formerly of Electric Light Orchestra, in the supergroup Traveling Wilburys. Petty garnered his first Grammy Award in 1989. That year, Jeff Lynne produced Petty's first solo album, Full Moon Fever, putting Petty back on the charts with a single hit, Free Falling. This renewed popularity was followed in the 90s with more group and solo albums, including the multi-million selling Wildflowers in 1994, which was presented as a solo album that featured contributions from the Heartbreakers. Most notable guitarist Campbell ever Petty's essential collaborator. I saw the interview with Mike Campbell. What a humble gentleman he is. He latched on to Tom Petty, knew he was going to go somewhere, and never let go. Petty divorced his first wife in 1996 from a marriage of more than 20 years, took a heavy toll on him psychologically, and contributed to his descent into heroin use. That period of emotional anguish and ultimately introspection led to the creation of one of the most deeply personal albums, Echo, in 1999. 2001, Petty remarried, with Little Richard performing the ceremony. Wow. Next year, he and the Heartbreakers were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and released The Last DJ, the title song for which was a scathing indictment of music industry. The music industry greed. And that's true. A lot of the bands from the 60s, early 70s didn't make a whole lot of money because of the contracts that the recording companies pretty much just raped these guys. And because of certain individuals, bands were able to break out of that curse. Pat Benatar was one of the lead ones, and her husband Vince. Petty, I was told I saw Tom Petty once. It was the last concert that I got so messed up on that I didn't remember going, and I hated that I don't remember. So from that on, any concert I went, I just didn't party as much. That upset me a little bit.
I bet.
Let's see. You want to play that Mud Crutch song? I'm not in the studio right now. I'm hoping you are.
Yeah, that's not a problem. Do you have any information to share on them?
No. No, other than just Tom Petty, that's who we're talking about. I can look it up. Well, Campbell and the keyboardist were from that band.
That's cool. I have Mudcrutch was an American Southern and country rock band from Gainesville, Florida, and they're best known for being the band that began Tom Petty's rise to fame. And Mudcrutch formed in 1970 and soon became popular all across Florida. And this is a song that Sweet recommended, and it is called I Forgive It All. Here we go.
Hello, children. Aww. Supper's ready.
Daisy.
Down to the water, let him glaze a while. Take my horse down to the water, let him glaze a while. I have not been down these roads since I was a child. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. I ain't broke and I ain't hungry, but I'm close enough to care. Send my things to my niece Laura, she'll keep them for me there. I forgive it all. I forgive it all. With her, I forgive it all. There ain't no money in this deal. I just tag along. Money in this deal, I just tag along. Some things I feel right, somebody else thinks wrong. I forgive it all. I forgive it all. I forgive it all.
Okay.
That was very, very Bob Dylan-ish. So I heard,
yeah, I can agree with that.
Yeah. The thing about Dylan. What's that, Wayne? Say it again.
I like when he plays the heart better. The heartbreak is better. It's a little too slow. Maybe he's like a little faster than that.
Yeah, the notes that I was reading said this when they went to L.A. that Bud Crutch band just disintegrated. But he kept two of the other original members to start the Heartbreakers. I am reminded of one story. Tom Petty didn't really believe in a lot of security until one day his house was lit on fire. And he got everybody out of the house. There was some damage to the house, but after that, he, because it was a threat to his family at the time, that he beefed up and came to the realization that he needed to be a little more aware of things around him and people. They never said who they think did it. It was sort of left anonymously. He didn't say who he thought, but I believe, if I remember right, he had a good idea who it might have been. But to light somebody's house on fire with a family inside, it's pretty much over the top. A lot of famous people, that kind of thing has to happen to them before they realize you can't mingle anymore. You can't be have the population able to walk up to you, and you know, that's part of the gig. You're gonna make it famous.
Add part of the gig.
Yeah. Can we? The Heartbreakers played a cover song from the Byrds, and it's one of my favorite versions. It's So You Want to. I think I labeled it.
Rock and Roll Star.
Rock and Roll Star, yeah. It's by the Byrds, but he did a good cover of it. Tell me what you think. Can we play that?
Here it comes.
Thank you.
Time.
Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers playing a Birds, one of the Birds songs. Let's see. Well, I got some facts here about Tom Petty real quick. The band The Heartbreakers was formed in 1976. The breakout album was Damn the Torpedoes. I think that was the second one. It massive success. The Billboard's 200 chart featured Refugee and Don't Do Me Like That. Tom Petty's real name is Thomas Earl Petty. He adopted the stage name Tom Petty. Okay. This hit song Free Falling was co-written with Jeff Lynne, who ended up being a band member of the Traveling Wilburys. The Heartbreakers, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, were inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2002. I don't think he realized how big he was at that. There, by 2002, he probably did. But it seemed to me he was doing. They did a lot of touring in the late 70s and the 80s. Their album Full Moon Fever was a solo project by Tom Petty. I don't understand that sometimes, how one member would want to do a solo album and then just have, like the Beatles did it too, McCartney and Harrison. There was a lot of songs that Ringo played on, and I think Lennon was the only one that really didn't contribute a whole lot to any of the other Beatles. But I know Mike Campbell probably played on every track. He would have, he could have. Heartbreakers served as the backup band for Bob Dylan. That's pretty incredible. So they performed at a halftime show of Super Bowl. Oh boy. XL 52, so that's 42. 42. Super Bowl 42. And the song American Girl became an anthem for female empowerment. He's an American girl. That's what I did not put in. Okay. Let's go ahead and play. Why don't you pick this one, Deborah?
Hatter, have you ever seen the movie Silence of the Lambs?
No, I haven't.
I have never heard.
The reason I ask is because there's a scene in it right before his victim gets kidnapped by culprit, we'll say. And she's riding down the road in her car with her hand tapping on the steering wheel, singing an American Girl at the top of her lungs.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought that was really cool. Well, let me see. We have Running Down a Dream, and we have Here Comes My Girl. What do you want to hear, Wayne?
Here Comes My Girl.
Well, Here Comes My Girl.
Good choice.
I'll do this song for you. This is kind of an older song. If you know the words on the chorus, I'd like you to sing it with me. It goes, Here Comes My Girl. Sometimes I don't know why, but this old town just seems so hopeless. Yeah, I ain't really sure, but it seems I remember the good times with just a little bit more in focus. Thank you. every now and then I get down the end of a day, I have to stop and ask myself why I've done it. See, I just seem so useless to have to work so hard and nothing ever really seemed to come from it. Reach out, take hold of something. Yeah, I just catch myself wondering or waiting or worrying about some silly little things that don't add up to nothing.
Here Comes My Girl, Tom Petty. There was Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers released 13 studio albums, and Tom Petty had his solo career with 3 albums. They were nominated for many Grammy nominations. He had a numerous amount of Grammy nominations with some wins. I don't have the list here which ones. This, it says Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers did tour extensively. Give the fans what they want, right? And many of the band members after his death are still in the music industry. Kent Mike Campbell, I know for sure, is. His cause of death, when he died, they didn't immediately release what it was, but it was an accidental overdose of prescription medication is what they contributed to. And I cried that day. I didn't know if I would.
I couldn't believe it.
And there has been some tribute concerts for Tom Petty. I've yet to see one. I'm sure I'll go look it after this show. Tom Petty, there's a You guys have seen the picture, my picture, that I look like Tom Petty, right?
Absolutely.
Deb, you got to take off in an hour because we're trying to get everything done. 1 hour?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and play. Which ones we have left?
Well, since we were talking about it, I downloaded An American Girl, and then we also still have Running Down a Dream.
Okay. Play American Girl, please.
All righty. And refresh. Like I said, I don't think I ever listen to the song anymore where I don't see that girl in the scene from Silence of the Lamb. But here it comes.
American Girl, Tom Petty of the Heartbreakers. You know, I noticed that Tom Petty, like, the only one I could think of was like Eddie Money, where until you see the list of songs that he's responsible, that he played, wrote and played, it's sort of mind-boggling how many. For example, Free Falling, Mary Jane's Last Dance, I Won't Back Down, Running Down a Dream, Learning to Fly, Handle with Care, American Girl, Refugee, You Got Lucky, Here Comes My Girl, Into the Great Wide Open, I Won't Back Down, Knocking on Heaven's Door, that was a cover for Dylan. The Breakdown, there's other songs that are more that you probably remember.
Heather, I looked at the songs today, and I was going to do a montage, and there were so many songs, there had to be at least 200 songs that he did, and he was writing down the titles, and I said, anybody going to put one of these, there's so many titles he had, so he had, I got a list of about 60 I was going to use, I said, that's too many titles, I didn't do nothing with it. It's kind of, he has a lot of titles.
Well,
you should, Wayne, you do them really well.
Just too many. Couldn't weed them out.
Yeah,
I got a message from Sweet Pete a while ago. Sweet Pete wrote me and said, hey, Hatter, I need somebody to read my poem. I said, give me a break. Give me, I said, spare me. I'm Wayne. So I told me, like, she wants to spare me. I'm Wayne.
I ran across the go ahead, Deb.
I'll read for Sweet. She did put a Petty poem on your board for you.
Oh. Let's do it. I'm not there.
That's okay. I put it on the chat wall.
Okay.
And this is called My Petty. I'm sorry. Do you have it?
I do. Now, yes.
She beat me to it.
Ah, I see why. Because she's, wow, I remember this one. She did it with the song titles. So this is called My Petty Life by Sweet Pea. And here we go. Sneaky little sister strolled into Big Brother's room with his 48 record shouting, "Don't do me like that." Watching teenage boys smile as the record played One More Dance with a girl named Mary Jane. Little sisters grown as sweet as wildflowers, the perfect picture of an American girl. Never a rebel, she deserved the best of everything. Learning to fly, flirting with time, higher places on her mind. Little sister, don't come around here no more. Damaged by love, she fell straight into darkness. Having a breakdown, she felt like a refugee. Little sister had to stop and listen to her heart. With a change of heart, it'll all work out. No one can say to her, you got lucky. Love is a long road, but she won't be fooled again. Refused to go crawling back to you. She did everything on her own. Little sister would not be just a face in the crowd. She started screaming at the world. There's no room at the top. I won't back down. Learning to fly again, you don't know how it feels, but even the loser get lucky sometimes. Time to move on. Go back to square one. Turn this car around into the great wide open. Little sister, always the wild one, born with a mind, with a heart of its own. Little sister's all right for now, smiling at the world. Running Down a Dream. End poem.
Excellent. That's about all.
Okay, I didn't try it. It's good. He did a good job.
Yeah, Running Down a Dream. On the beginning there, it said, with his 48 record. Does she mean 45?
Probably so.
Possibly, yeah, probably.
Watching teenage boys smile as the record played. I looked at the question was asked, did Tom Petty write any songs for anybody else? And he did write one. There was five of them. And one of them he wrote for Bob Dylan. Go figure.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And another one for Jeff Lynn. But what a circle to hang around with, you know. Like the concert for George. Tom Petty and Eric Clapton put that on, and just to have that circle of friends. Like I said, I'd love to have been a fly on the wall of George Harrison's garage when those five guys got together. They said that he said that George already had the music, basically, for the first album of the Traveling Wilburys, but they needed lyrics, so they were just sitting there throwing lyrics back and forth. And some were good, and Tom said some of them were really bad. But the Handle With Care title and the song was because I think it was Harrison was sitting on a crate and said, Handle With Care. Instead of Fragile, it's a crate. That's how they got that title. Anyway, very good, Sweet Pea. Thank you very much. That was a long road. I'll be fooled again. So many songs.
Yeah, she put give or take 30 of them in there. What a brilliant story that came from the titles.
Yeah, My Petty Life. 66 years old. I think I'm 66 now. Wow.
Wow.
Well, thank you, Tom, for the wins. And I'm sorry I got too messed up at your concert. God darn it. Never did that again. Wayne, you want to say anything about Tom Petty? You got 4 minutes, 3 minutes?
No? You said Wayne, right?
Yeah.
You said Wayne? It is. Oh, yeah. I think Tom Petty's one of my favorites of all time. I've listened to him for 40 years, and he's just one of the best songwriters and best singers. He had his own style of voice, like kind of like Bob Dylan. He has his own little voice that everybody could pick up pretty easy. But he has great music, and I was on the road as a service technician, and that's what I said all day long, hear his music all day long. He always came up with something I liked. He was good. Just the best there was.
Yeah, I think there was three rockers that probably wouldn't have bet on them being able to be singers, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan. The other one is Neil Young. The way he played guitar and sang is sort of a, I mean, when it meshes, it must show the talent of the musician to be able to do that.
And Neil Young was another great one.
Yeah, and Tom Petty had his own, like you said, his own sound. You knew it was Tom Petty the minute you heard it, and they're timeless. Songs are just timeless. Deb, you said Breakdown was your favorite song?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch I like, though, to be honest. I mean,
yeah.
I could just sit and listen to song after song, but for some reason, I don't know, their attitude, it's all right if you love me, and it's all right if you don't, because I'm not afraid of you running away. I get the feeling you won't. The lyrics are awesome, and the beat, I just adore that song.
Yeah, Tom Petty, he started out playing bass guitar and ended up playing like rhythm. But what a great songwriter and lyricist and poet. They're all poets.
Yeah, I Won't Back Down was my favorite, as you say. I Won't Back Down was probably one of my favorite for just the attitude.
Yeah,
you know,
stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, there was a couple other songs that he covered. He covered All Along the Watchtower. He covered As My Guitar Gently Weeps, The Birds, Rock and Roll Star. There was one other. Oh, I'm slipping. But the duet with Stevie Nicks, Stop Dragging My Heart Around. That became a monster hit for Stevie Nicks. I think more so than I believe it's on one of her albums. I don't think it's on one of his.
It's a great song.
Could be wrong.
You know what another good one that he was part of, is Handle Me With Care from the Traveling Wilburys. I really like that one, too.
Yeah, when George Harrison calls you and says, you want to be a part of my band, you don't say no.
Right? It's a shame that they had 5 minutes before Orbison died with that group.
Yeah, it was good, too. Five good people.
Yeah, that's my favorite.
She loved Roy Orbison, all his songs.
I watched the little docudrama on him, his bio, and what an odd person to make it as popular and as big as Roy Orbison did. And I'll leave it there if you want to research your own and find that history of Roy Orbison, where he came from and troubles he had and who he met. And he was one of the
most humble. He could sing in every octave there was. He could sing his voice in a song and sing in every octave there is on the chart, I reckon.
Oh, yeah. That high octave.
Yeah. He had an unmistakable voice, and one of the coolest things ever was when Van Halen covered Pretty Woman. But, you know, I watch a show, it's called Below Deck, and people rent out a yacht, and you see, anyway, the reason I bring that up is because Roy Orbison's son and grandchild were one of the families that rented the boat for the weekend, and it was just, I was blown away by it, and I think it was his birthday or something that they were honoring, and I really think that the grandchild looks a little bit like him, but he's got a phenomenal voice.
Wow. Yeah, no child of any rocker looked more like his dad than Donnie Harrison. He looked just like George did when he was 17, 18, 19 years old.
Wow.
Incredible. Well, we're past an hour. We got as much as we could get in. Everybody learned a little bit more about Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Sad to see these guys. You still have
Running With a Dream to go out with. Just remember that.
Okay, we'll play that going out then. I want to thank everybody for listening. Those that will listen to the on demand. CP, thank you for writing. Wayne, thank you for showing up, being a part. And Deborah, my little sister, I love you dearly. Thank you so much for what you do. And
my pleasure.
Down
hey, speaking of Sweet Pea, though, tomorrow night she goes live at 10 p.m. And on Sweet Discussions, she says, I used to be young. She says memories from when you were younger. She's below are the lyrics to a Miley Cyrus song called I Used to Be Young. And although it's not, you know, like you don't have to write to it, the concept is about stuff that you used to do when you were younger. But she does have all the lyrics to that song. And I'll use the same example she did. When she was in her younger days, she could slip into her stilettos and go dance Coyote Ugly on the bar. Nowadays, we dance from the bar stool and listen to the music because those stilettos kill the feet. But anyway, haha, I used to be young with Sweet Pea tomorrow at 10.
Cool.
Great show, Hatter.
So, yeah, thank you. Thank you, guys.
Let's go Running Down a Dream.
Yep, Running Down a Dream.
Love and respect, everyone.
Driving, and trees and pines, and I was singing. by a cruise control and rub my eyes. That 3 days, the rain was unstoppable and it was always cold. No sunshine. Yeah, running down a drink. I put my pedal down to make some time. And in the sunburned eye, waiting down its road, and I'm picking up whatever's mine.
Thank you, everybody. Tom Petty. See you guys.